I'm just wondering whether all the oxygen comes out of the United States of America after the Super Bowl has been decided. Wasn't the greatest of Super Bowls, but what is the attention now? Is it all about the NBA, or do they start thinking about the NFL for next year again? Dick Fain joins us on the wireless. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. And I would say that the NBA is doing an absolutely spectacular job at grabbing the headlines, grabbing the attention. They even grab the attention of the sports media and sports fans during the week of the Super Bowl with all the Anthony Davis potential trade talk. So while we don't really pay much attention to what's going on the court until the playoffs begin, the off-the-court drama has been remarkable.
Most notably around trades, and Anthony Davis is the name that keeps coming up, and he's still a Pelican.
He's still a Pelican, and I think the Pelicans made a terrible mistake. They decided, though, to hang on to Anthony Davis. They did not accept the Lakers trade offer, which was, I mean, I don't know what more the Lakers could have done. They offered basically their entire team except for LeBron James and two first-round draft picks, and the Pelicans wouldn't bite. And so what the Pelicans' plan was, in its infinite wisdom, and I'm being totally sarcastic, was their infinite wisdom was, we're just going to sit Anthony Davis for the rest of the year so we can have a terrible record, we can get a higher draft pick, and Anthony Davis will be healthy so we can trade him in the offseason. Well, the NBA stepped up and said, no, you're not doing that. You cannot purposely sit a healthy player so you can lose games and get a higher draft pick. So Anthony Davis is going to play the rest of the season, but the Pelicans have already held him out of fourth quarters of games. So the NBA can't tell him how much he has to play. The Pelicans are playing him for half, three quarters, and then pulling him out of games. And if they lose, they lose. And it just once again shows just the utter disarray of the Pelicans franchise. That city really has not supported basketball very well in the past, and really, in my opinion, does not deserve an MVP.
There you go. It's all about Ben Simmons down here, Dick, as far as the NBA is concerned, and this drama regarding, a legend in Magic Johnson who apparently had contact with Ben Simmons, talks about him leaving Philadelphia. I think Magic got a bit of a slap over the wrist, but I think it's been concluded now that there's no tampering violation at all between Magic Johnson and Ben Simmons.
Not only is Ben Simmons at the top of your radar in Australia, he's at the top now that the Anthony Davis thing has kind of settled down. Ben Simmons is probably at the top of everybody's headlines here in the NBA as well for that reason. Also because LeBron drafted him. It was very interesting, the All-Star draft that we had, which the NBA did a great job of putting it on live television. They had LeBron on one side. They had Giannis Antetokounmpo on the other side. They went back and forth and drafted players. And then LeBron pulled off a trade for Ben Simmons. He traded Russell Westbrook away from his team, brought Ben Simmons onto his team. So three guys now with the same agent. How about this? LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Ben Simmons all have the same agent. All are on the same All-Star team. Very, very intriguing. I think we can kind of read the tea leaves as to what LeBron is planning in his mastermind there of what type of team he wants in Los Angeles next year or the year to follow when it comes to Ben Simmons. But yes, the Magic Johnson thing, evidently what happened was Ben Simmons reached out and said, hey, I would like to talk to Magic Johnson simply about Magic Johnson's career, because Ben Simmons is probably the closest thing that we've had to Magic Johnson since Magic played. A 6'9" guard that does a little bit everything. He passes, he scores, and so that, that Elton Brand got upset, the general manager of the Sixers got upset, and then found out the clarification that, all right, he was just reaching out to Magic to ask him about his career. The NBA has found no violation by Magic Johnson. But, Magic is a guy that is known to, not break the rules, but, Magic is a huge personality. He's been fined twice before, once for $500,000 in a tampering charge with Paul George, another time in a $50,000 tampering charge with Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I think the reason that was investigated so much is because Magic Johnson was involved.
Hey, the other one that I'm interested in, James Harden, he's had 30 straight games with 30-plus points. Russell Westbrook, 10th straight triple-double that he's got. And Michael Jordan, who is, you know, such a dominant athlete off the court, on the court. He's come out and said, yeah, but six straight championships is much harder to win, which is sort of like the Wilt Chamberlain-Bill Russell argument that you can get into, Dick.
I think that's a fair argument. I think that's a fair comparison. And I think Michael Jordan's exactly right. Kobe Bryant was right last week when Kobe Bryant was interviewed and was talked about Harden. And now he said, you know, James is a great one-on-one player, but you will never win a championship with one guy dominating the ball the whole game. And he is exactly right. It's never happened before. It didn't happen with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't dominate the ball the entire game. He moved the ball around all the time. And James Harden and Russell Westbrook are two of my least favorite players in the NBA.
Ooh.
I think they're ball-dominant, ball hogs. They put up numbers for their own betterment and not for the betterment of the team. Now, I will say that Oklahoma City's winning basketball games right now. They've won 9 of their last 10, and they're right up there. They're probably going to finish with the 2 spot in the Western Conference behind the Warriors. But, I think they're winning more because of Paul George than they are because of Russell Westbrook. You will never... I will never applaud a guy that simply wants to get up as many numbers as he can at the expense of the team.
Fair enough. I was always a team player, Dick. Hey, because I wasn't any good. Hey, this comes in, Dick.
That's why I like Ben Simmons so much, guys, because Ben Simmons is the opposite of that. Ben Simmons gets his numbers, but he gets them in the team concept, and he involves everybody in the game. I much prefer a player like that.
Yeah, well, some people say he does that because he can't shoot from 10 feet, but that's another matter for another day. He's still a dominant player. But a listener, viewer, Dick, has texted this in for us. Can you help us? Risty says this. Hi, guys. Can you please ask Dick about the Browns signing Kareem Hunt when he still has not been cleared by the NFL? Now, I'm unaware of this. Can you explain that, Dick?
Sure. Kareem Hunt in 2017 was the leading rusher in the entire NFL. He came out as a rookie and just set the league on fire. I believe 1,300 rushing yards, about 1,800 total yards. And then so last year he was huge on the fantasy radar. Everybody was drafting him in the first round. And then a video came out, similarly to the one that we saw with Ray Rice a few years back. A video came out of him getting in an altercation with a woman. It was in a hotel. He shoved her. Then you kind of see him go off camera. Later on, he comes back and kicks her as she's down. We found out a little more information on it that the woman was drunk. She was belligerent. She was also referring to him with the N-word. Right. So obviously none of that is, as bad as that is, it doesn't deserve being kicked or shoved. But at the same time, the Browns general manager, John Dorsey, is the man that drafted him in Kansas City a couple of years ago. He's taken a shot on him for 1 year, and we'll find out a little bit later on in the spring what Kareem Hunt's suspension is going to be. It could be 2 games. It could be 4 games. It could be 8 games. So who knows? But the Browns have taken a shot on a very talented and very young running back who has at least done everything possible to get back into the league's good graces. He's gone to domestic violence counseling. He has apologized. He's taken all the necessary steps that he needs. And being so young, it wasn't surprising to me that he was given another chance. Mm. That's the difference between Ray Rice actually just sucker punch, punched a woman in the face.
Yeah.
Those two are still together, as a matter of fact. But Ray Rice is also 30-plus years of age, and so it was easy for the NFL to say, okay, we're not going to sign him because he's an over-the-hill running back anyway.
Yep. Good on you, Dick. We face those same challenges in the National Rugby League as well. Appreciate that, mate. To speak next week.
See you, boys.